Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It is said that in 1861, the French Academy of Science printed a brochure stating there are 51 incontrovertible facts that are direct contradictions of the Bible. Today, a century and a third later, there is not one reputable scientist who would believe a single one of them. Why? Has the Bible changed? No, but science has, and especially what is considered to be a scientific fact. A fact is an axiomatic truth which can be proven anywhere under any given set of circumstances. A theory, however, is a plausible explanation of an apparent phenomenon, but you can't prove it, otherwise it would be a fact, not a theory. The Bible is not a textbook on science, it's a textbook on life and living. Yet the Bible is accurate in the scientific statements it makes, which gives it a ring of authority today. Now, this is an awesome fact when you realize that Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible not 1,000 years ago or even 2,000 years ago, but almost 3,400 years ago. Almost all of the writers of this book, the ones who made comments about the earth and the universe, made statements which were contrary to what was commonly believed and accepted in their day. Statements that now square with what we believe to be scientific facts. Take, for example, what Moses said about creation. The New Testament quotes Stephen, that Moses was schooled in the wisdom of the Egyptians. And from secular history, we know that the Egyptians of the 12th to 14th century before Christ believed the earth was actually hatched from an egg. Now, if you question that fertility model, check out the number of apes on ancient sarcophagi in the tombs in Egypt. Moses, though, didn't advance the egg theory. He said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Again, Moses contended that the life of all flesh is in the blood. Even Hippocrates, the father of Greek medicine, would not have agreed with Moses. It actually took science 3,000 years to catch up with that one. But in 1628, Sir William Harvey discovered the principle of circulation. His contemporaries scoffed at him. He eventually proved it. And how did Moses know that the life of all flesh is in the blood, if it had not been revealed to him by God, which was eventually borne out by science, even though it was contrary to the thought of his age? Well, Isaiah lived about 7 centuries before Christ. He lived during a period when the Persian astronomers were convinced that the earth was flat, not Isaiah. He pictured the earth as a circle and recorded that in the book that bears his name, Isaiah 40, verse 8. In a written statement, Christopher Columbus said that he got the idea of a round earth from reading Isaiah's writings. The Apostle Peter said that the heavens would pass away with a great noise and the elements melt with fervent heat. For centuries, men scoffed at Peter's wide-eyed imagination. No longer. The Italian scientist Enrico Fermi and his colleagues at the University of Chicago split the atom. Since then, nobody doubts the heavens could pass away with a great nuclear noise. All of the firepower of World War II, including the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, equal only 3 megatons of nuclear power. 300 megatons of nuclear power would destroy every major city in the world. But today, only God knows how many megatons of destructive power could be unleashed in the world. The point is this. The statements the Bible makes of a scientific nature stand century after century. What a powerful message speaking of the integrity of God's Word.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.